Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Is the Lee there?
That is me.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I think maybe.
Would that be definitely or probably vote, or 50-50?
Probably.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
23, or 22, sorry.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Asian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm, okay with it. So, medium, in the middle.
So would that be satisfied or this?
Yeah, I'll take satisfied then.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, public school teachers. How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
I'll probably do 100. I like them, right? That means I like them.
And how about Joe Biden?
I'll do 70.
Thank you. And how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I do 100.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
Pretty low, so 20.
Thank you. About the U.S. Department of Education?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
The U.S. Department of Education?
I'll do 90.
Thank you. How about public schools?
Oh, 75.
Thank you. How about woke culture or woke ISM?
Woke? W-O-K-E?
Yes.
Oh, woke culture? I'll do, Hello?
Yeah, how much, I'm sorry? How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
70.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Sorry.
No problem, thank you. And how about charter schools?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Charter schools?
Oh, charter schools? I don't know much about charter schools, but I'll do 70 as well.
Thank you. And how about Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty? I don't know much about that, so I'll do 60.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What do you mean by that?
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the
U.S.? Quality? I'll just, I'm so sorry. I'll do, like, what's the one between?
We have excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. And next, well, you said that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I would say so, yes.
And would that be somewhat better or much better?
Just much better, yeah.
Thank you. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means
okay.
It is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all for public
okay.
schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Like how the U.S. is doing against the other countries?
Yes.
Or just like, I would say like 7 or 5, 6. I'll do 6.
Okay, thank you. How about embrace American values and be proud American citizens? How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
7.
7, okay. And how about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
I need a 10 on that.
Thank you. And next one, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
In voting, I would say that important. So, like, 8.
Thank you. Next one, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Yes, that's important. I think that would be, like, a 10.
Thank you. And last one, become more organized and have a structure.
Like, of the U.S.?
More information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell.
Okay. I'll say, like, 7 then.
How many, I'm sorry, from 0 to 10? Hello? Hello?
Like a 7? Sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
And well, you said that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education.
I don't think they pay enough to education, or like public education at least.
Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I have not.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard of it.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And, well, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned
mm-hmm.
by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree
mm-hmm.
or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know. Can you repeat it? So sorry.
Sure. As you may have heard, critical race theory, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said
yeah.
that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. we agree or disagree that CRT bands are mainly about politics.
Maybe. Maybe. Based on politics.
So would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll just do like somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Have I heard of it?
Yeah, how much have you heard?
I've heard a bit of it. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me... But yes, I have heard of it.
So, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First, okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular, and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And last one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I think it was, I think disagree. Like, somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some said will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat agree. Not oppose. It's the opposite.
Somewhat support?
Yes, somewhat support.
Thank you so much. And next one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I think this is support one, somewhat support.
Thank you. Next one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Next one, increasing discipline in schools.
Wait, what? Discipline?
Yes.
Oh, like discipline the... I do somewhat suppose.
Thank you. And last one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I suppose. Somewhat suppose.
Thank you so much. And we're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Study unit for the K-12 public school curriculum?
I suppose, strongly oppose.
strongly oppose?
No, oh my God. Strongly support.
Support, okay.
What is it? I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 5.
Thank you. Next one, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at camp carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How do we rate that from 0 to 10?
I'd say a 6 to 7.
Thank you. And last one, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races, and students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I'll say a 10.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make them uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I think somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll do somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Wait, what?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My last year? Oh, well, I'm still in school. I'm on my 5th year of college right now.
Okay, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I am a student and employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single, and I'm living with my parents.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not that strong?
Not as strong.
Like, if you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
Thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public, charter school, private school, or homeschool?
Like, me? Or, I don't have children.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you mm-hmm. have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Public school.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Just public.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, where you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one is a born again. Evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
No.
Thank you.
Does not.
Next one is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
Wait. Probably not.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.